You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Thank you. Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. Listen to the band move, watch the people groove, y'all. About a half a teacup of bass.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little bit of an abrupt ending, but that was King Curtis and the Kingpins live with Memphis Soul Stew. And, of course, that means you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and between now and midnight, the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues as heard every week in this time slot on Friday nights. Starting next week, we'll be back to our 10-ish starting time, as the games will be over and the regular sports programming will, well, it's actually already resumed. It was on earlier this evening, but it will extend to approximately 10 o'clock. Yeah, so that's how it's going to go starting next week. And tonight, we're going to feature a couple of things. First part of the show until about 11-ish, or just after 11:15, there will be some Memphis Soul, as the first song has just indicated. But this courtesy of Gold Wax, which was one of the many soul labels operating out of Memphis in the 1960s. And they have been collected in a number of different places, but Ace Records in Britain, probably my favorite reissue label right now, as I've just discovered just how vast their soul reissue series have been over the past decade and a half or so. They just finished last month doing their three-volume complete Gold Wax singles series, and I know we've played from Volume 1 on this show beforehand. Volume 2 came out towards the end of last year, and then in January, Volume 3 came out altogether. They cover up until about 1970. We're going to hear some stuff from Volumes 2 and 3 tonight, and that's in the first part of the show. The second part of the show is going to be our semi-regular album feature, which is I've decided to make, each time we do this, I've decided to make it a mystery album. That way people can tune in and find out exactly what that album is going to be, and I will spill the beans after 11 o'clock. But the last part of this show is going to be at least an attempt to hear the whole album in its entirety. But, you know, I have some announcements and things to play, so I'll try to make it fit. But the whole point is to allow you to hear some of the groundbreaking albums that were produced by soul artists towards the end of the 60s into the 70s, kind of following on the heels of what was going on in rock with concept albums and in jazz as well, with a lot of those albums that were coming out, I guess, first out of labels like Blue Note and then labels like Impulse as well. So last time we did Isaac Hayes' Hot Buttered Soul, which was really, if you hear the whole thing as an album, you get to hear the two songs that were released as singles by the time I get to Phoenix and Walk On By in their full album length, amongst all of the other songs and in the proper order. So likewise with some of the albums I've got lined up for future shows when we do this. I'll probably be doing one a month, although I guess if inspiration happens, probably a little bit more often than that. So anyway, yes, that'll be later in the show. The phone number is here is 604-822-2487 if you have any requests or comments or feedback. And in keeping with some emphasis on the complete Gold Wax singles Volume 2 from 1966, this is Gene Bowlegs Miller with Here It Is Now. We'll be right back.
just as I am, just as I am. My pockets ain't filled with money. The old car I drive runs funny. I don't have much to offer a sweet little girl like you. But here's my heart, please take it. I need your love to make it. So take me, take me, just as I am, just as I am. Now listen, honey, claim to be the most desirable guy in town, 'cause there are lots of men, I know there are, that you could have right now. Men with rich beyond a good path. Oh no, I'm not rich, honey. In fact, I'm just a poor boy. But this poor boy that really loves. Just as I am, just as I am. Take me, darling. Take me, baby. Oh, take me, baby. Take me, baby. Take me, baby. Take my soul. You can't.
Me in the Tells you he loves you more than I do. Don't you believe him? Oh no. And if he tells you that he will treat you better than me, don't you believe him? 'Cause if you let him steal your heart and tear our world apart, don't you believe him?
No,
don't you believe him?
No,
please don't believe him. If he promises you that he will always be true, don't you believe him?
Oh, no.
That even if he should try to prove that it's not a lie, don't you believe him? Darling, no matter what the he may say, to make things go his way, don't you believe him?
No, no, no.
Don't you believe him?
No, no.
He's only lying and alibiing, trying hard to break your will. He'll only hurt you and then desert you, looking for another thrill.
No, no.
So
once I want more than having you to adore. Please don't believe him, 'cause if I ever lost you, I'd feel so bad that it would drive me mad. No, don't you believe him. No, no, no. Don't you believe him. No, please don't believe him. No, 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 no. Don't you believe him. No, please don't believe him.
Forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hey man, this is Big J Magnini. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
And you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Jason, and we just heard some selections from the Complete Gold Wax Singles Volume 2, beginning with Gene Bowlegs Miller, and Here It Is Now, followed by Spencer Wiggins, a name that is traded quite a bit among soul aficionados, particularly of the Southern soul variety. Recorded for Gold Wax pretty much the second half of the 60s, although the label had been around in various guises since 1962. We heard Take Me Just As I Am. James Carr, probably the most well-known artist at this label, with his hit, actually, Pour Water on a Drowning Man, we heard after that. Timmy Thomas, who is a better known, probably best known for his 1972 soul hit called Why Can't We Live Together. making, if not his recording debut, then pretty close to it on the Gold Wax label with a song called, actually we heard the ANB side, that wasn't originally part of the plan, but I guess I didn't quite get something else lined up in time, so we heard the A side, which was called Have Some Boogaloo, and the B side, which is called Liquid Mood. Both of those instrumentals, you don't really hear him singing at all. You just kind of hear him in different places, but that's about it. Ivory Joe Hunter, who of course was a rhythm and blues veteran by this point, recorded some material for Gold Wax, including the song we heard called Don't You Believe Him. The Ovations after that with Me and My Imagination. Those were from Volume 2. The interesting thing about this compilation series, Ace has put it out. It hasn't put it out on its Kent imprint, which is where all the soul reissues come out of Ace Records. This is the UK label that does a lot of reissue releases throughout the year. Most of its soul, all of its soul reissues are on the Kent imprint, but not these, and I think the reason is because this is the complete Gold Wax singles, and Gold Wax also released a number of country and rock and pop oriented material too, and because that's all on here as well. I mean, I'm being selective, I'm playing the soul off of these, but there are other genres on here too, so they've just put that out on the main Ace reissue label. So there is a lot of really quite, well, competent to very good material in other genres as well. The country, of course, can be heard throughout the soul because there were a lot of country influences on the southern variant of soul music. But there's a lot of straight-ahead country on here, too, which is interesting to hear next to the soul. I think it... I found myself thinking that a lot of these same songs could probably be done in either genre, and they would probably work very, very well. So we've heard those artists are pretty much the sole artists on this particular label. There may have been a few others, but we're going to hear a little bit more from some of these artists from Volume 3, which covers 1967 to 70, and just a few more, because closer to quarter to or quarter after 11, we're going to do our mystery album, which I'll introduce shortly. But in the meantime, this is James Carr from 1967. 1967, Volume 3, Complete Gold Wax Singles, a song called I'm a Fool for You. Yeah.
listen to me. Now I'm just around the corner, baby, and I know you're wondering what I'm doing. I'm talking to you from a paid telephone. But here's what I want you to do. Will you meet me tonight? Just outside of town. We'll hide your car there, baby, and go to a new place I found. See you when I can.
never take your peace. Honey, you've turned some rich boys down. Instead, you told me, girl, why is a mystery, girl? Now maybe Mother Nature, she just meant for this to be, girl. I'm glad about it. Wanna stand up and shout about it, cause I'm so glad you say.
Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
The 10th Anniversary Vancouver International Dance Festival is taking place March 12th to March 21st at the Vancouver Playhouse and Roundhouse venues. The 2010 lineup includes Vancouver Company's Mascal Dance, Kokoro Dance, Flamenco Rosario, and Out Inner Space. Ontario's Toronto Dance Theatre, Taiwan's Lafa and Artists, Denmark's Kit Johnson, New Zealand's Black Grace and Bill Crutchmaster Shannon, Michael Sakamoto, and Evidence from the United States. The 10th Anniversary Vancouver International Dance Festival. March 12th to March 21st at the Vancouver Playhouse and Roundhouse venues. Tickets are available at 604-662-4966 or online at vidf.ca.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And welcome back to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM. And we just heard some tracks from the Complete Gold Wax Singles Volume 3, 67 to 70, beginning with James Carr and I'm a Fool for You, followed by Spencer Wiggins with Once in a While is Better Than Never at All, Percy Millam with a single that was recorded in 68 but wasn't released until 1977, it says here. Or actually, sorry, till 2009, so it's actually been issued for the first time. Although it also says it was issued, interesting, it was on Gold Wax Northern Soul, which was a Ace Kent release from a couple years ago, so I'm not sure why it says 2009 on here. Perhaps this is an official release, I don't know. Kent, or I should say Ace, but Kent's imprint has been responsible for releasing a lot of previously unreleased versions of a lot of singles and things as well, so that wouldn't surprise me. But anyway, the Percy Millam is not a very well-known name, but I thought I'd throw that in as kind of an added bonus. The Ovations after that with You Had Your Choice, that was from 1969 on Gold Wax. So that gives you an idea of what kind of soul artists and material to expect on these. And I would say that if you're not familiar with Memphis Soul, I would start with labels like Stax, Otis Redding and Carla Thomas and Booker T and the MGs and a number of other groups on that label. High Records with Al Green, of course, from the early 70s. But Gold Wax is a little bit more obscure. Not that much, but I think James Carr is probably the best known artist on that label, but there were a handful of others. So if you're making your way through, if you like Southern Soul in particular, Gold Wax is certainly something to consider. So we're getting close to about 20 after 11, and it's time for our Mystery Soul Album. And I've been doing these, and I will be doing these in the future shows, because I want to focus on entire albums, because I think certain albums that came out in the soul genre in the later 60s and early 70s in particular can be listened to a lot like a rock concept album or a jazz album. They are meant and were meant to be heard as whole entities. Although singles were often released from them, I think when you hear the album versions and when you hear the songs the way they were meant to be heard on the album, you can understand why people began to change their spending habits from buying 7-inches to buying LPs. And as I had said, that had already happened in jazz and rock. And starting around this time period, it started to become the standard in the soul world, too. In fact, the soul LP chart Billboard started around that time. So last time we did Isaac Hayes' Hot Buttered Soul, and this time I want to focus on an album that perhaps is a little underrated, although the group is not. And in fact, the lead singer of this group is, if this hasn't been released already, the next issue of Mojo magazine in the UK is supposed to feature an interview with Sylvester Stewart. That's right, Sly Stone. And I'm sure a lot of things will be cleared up and discussed, as I don't think he's been interviewed in a long time. But anyway, Sly and the Family Stone's first album, A Whole New Thing, from 1967. That's our album feature tonight. Dance to the Music was the second album and the hit single off of that album. And this group had been basically in recording in different ways and in different formats for a few years before this. And Sly Stone, of course, had been a multi-instrumentalist and a DJ and a producer at Autumn Records in San Francisco. So he personally oversaw production sessions for a lot of Bay Area groups at that time, whether it was Big Brother and the Holding Company or the Grateful Dead or the Bo Brummels. And so he brought that diverse experience into this new group, which worked very well, combining elements of jazz, soul, and gospel, blues, rock, folk, all kinds of things. They were a group that was interracial. They had female members who were also instrumentalists. So it was a pretty good example of a collective group, despite the fact that Sly Stone himself clearly was directing the whole thing. In many ways, there was much more room for participation in this group than there was in your kind of classic soul group up until that point. Their first album, A Whole New Thing, came out in mid-1967. It did not do very well commercially. The single released from it, which was also track one, a song called Underdog, also did not do very well commercially, but the album did a lot of things that their future albums would do, and I think it deserves a listen, despite the fact that it isn't as well known. So this is approximately a 40-minute album, I think, give or take a few minutes. So we're going to hear the album in its entirety, and we're going to hear how this album sounded over 40 years ago, courtesy of a reissue from 2007 that included reissues of all of Sly and the Family Stone's early LPs, beginning with this track called Underdog. This is Sly and the Family Stone's A Whole New Thing.
But you're the underdog, and you got to be twice as good. Yeah, yeah! Even if you're never right, they get uptight when you got to write, or you might start thinking too much. Yeah, yeah, yeah! I know how it feels when you know the real, but every other time, get out, you get a raw deal. Yeah,
yeah, yeah!
Say, I'm the moving up too fast. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
If you ever love somebody of a different set, I bet the set didn't last you forget. And it just don't go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how it feels for people to stop, turn around and stare, signify limping, and all right, don't rate me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't mind. I'm the
made a mistake in this room. I did something I had to do. I wish that I was dreaming so I could wake up and wake up and love you. Oh yeah. Sorry, but you pushed me too hard. You walked all over me. It seems like you were testing to see if I could be man. Without you, I would be less than a ooh, 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 less than a man. Ooh, yeah, less than a man. If this room could talk, you would know that I love you, I need you, I want you, and furthermore, I got to have.
Flesh and blood and bone at home.
If you talked about me behind my back, let me hear it from you. Let me hear it from you. If another man is home with you, woman, because of something I lack, let me hear it from you. Let me hear it from you. It's bad if you fail me, but it's not so bad if you tell me. So if you do anything I wouldn't want you to do, girl, let me hear it from you, yeah. Let me hear it from you. If you have a love for another man, why don't you just tell me? And I know I can take it. And if you just don't think I can, why don't you just write me a letter? And I know that I'll make it. I said it's bad if you fail me. No, 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 no. But it's not so bad if you tell me. So if you do anything I wouldn't want you to do now, I said, Lord, let me hear it from you now. Let me hear it from you now. If you done anything I wouldn't like now, why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me? Tell me, what did you do last night now? Why don't you tell me?
Thank you.
Exhibition of what you don't know. Yeah.
Love her.
It's bad for my
had made a good impression, girl. Then you suddenly changed our direction. I'll be strong now with my head held down. Could I trust you? Tell me whether or not. Could I lay back and leave my heart to you? Do you know anything about being true? I doubt it. Everybody knows and only it shows that you're a bad risk, yeah. Too many good things about you, but don't pass make me doubt you. Too many fellas hang around you. Your mind. I am a believer. You are a deceiver. You make me the griever. You leave me behind. I could dig it as a matter of fact. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you. It shows that you're a bad risk, yeah.
I met you, then I wanted you. You shunned me, then I haunted you. Now we're together, but it's not the same as it was when I first met you. It's hard to believe that you could treat me this way. You just didn't seem like that kind of person at all. Hey, 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 girl. Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Tell me back. I loved you when you shunned me. I loved you when you found me. I thought you were much more human. It's hard to believe you could treat me this way. You just didn't seem like that kind of person.
tell you one thing, Rick. Now, listen to this. I remember when you made me feel so good just to be near you. You've let me down so much, I feel you. Tell you back. My love, you've erased it. You don't love me, I'll face it. It hurts when I think of how you treated me. It hurts when I think of how you cheated me. It's hard to believe you could treat me this way. You just did not seem like that kind of person at all.
Of a tame house cat, the smile of a Miss Congenial, the words of a poison rat, this and that, the nerve of you. You treat me like a fool, trying to make me blow my cool.
You think you know it all, but you've got a lot to learn.
This day now I'm gonna see that you get yours. You took the key to my heart. Now I'm gonna change the lock on the door. One dog, yeah. One day now, when it's over, sweetness of a flower, the love you put on me, the glow of a silver moonbeam, the sting of a mad queen bee, you stung me, the nerve of you. The nerve of you. You treat me like a fool, trying to make me blow my cool.
You think you know it all, but you've got to
learn. Every dog, yeah, has his day now. Now I'm gonna see that you get yours. You took the key to my heart. Now I'm gonna change the lock on the door now. One dog, yeah, one day now. When
that is Dog, the last track on the Sly and the Family Stone debut album called A Whole New Thing, released mid-1967 in the midst of the counterculture and all of that, and a great blend of soul, psychedelic, rock, folk, jazz, gospel, and just about anything else I haven't mentioned. A groundbreaking group in a lot of ways. This really set the tone for a lot of their later albums, as well as those of other groups like the Chambers Brothers and Funkadelic and others of that ilk. And they would continue putting out concept albums, building on this well into the 70s, actually. But we heard, in order, Underdog, followed by If This Room Could Talk, Run, 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 Turn Me Loose, Let Me Hear It From You, Advice, I Cannot Make It, Trip to Your Heart, I Hate to Love Her, Bad Risk, That Kind of Person, and of course Dog, which was the last track. This was reissued along with a whole slate of early Sly and the Family Stone albums back in 07 to celebrate the 40th anniversary of this particular album, along with bonus tracks, and some of those are single versions. Well, there's single versions of Let Me Hear It From You and Underdog, but also bonus tracks that were from the same session but weren't included on the original album. So if you happen to see this in stores, pick it up, because it's if you're into this, it's great. And so that was our mystery album for tonight. Pyrrha is getting set up now, and she'll be starting Vampire's Ball in any moment now. I'll be back next week at around 10 for more Shake a Tail Feather. My special guest will be Ian Gregson, of founding member of Mr. M and the All-Nighters, also the annual, or not annual, monthly dance party, classic dance party over at the Biltmore, the Northern Soul Night, and also a veteran of the Northern Soul scene in Wigan in the UK. So hopefully everything comes together. I'll have him on as a special guest next week, and we'll be doing some Northern Soul and other things. So yeah, in between shows, you can contact me by emailing me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca, finding Shake a Tail Feather on Facebook, or you can also listen to podcasts by going to citr.ca and clicking on shows and finding your favorite program that way. So, anyway, that is it till next week. This is one of those bonus tracks. You better help yourself. Sly and the Family Stone.
Time ago. in a city far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.